Good morning, everyone. I'm R.W. Estella with a word in Edgewise. Today is the 17th of March, the 76th day of 2025, giving us 289 days until 2026. Today we're celebrating the traditional death date of Ireland's foremost patron saint, who was born in England in 385 and passed in Ireland in 461. Made an official Christian feast day in the early 17th century and observed by the Catholic Church, the Anglican Communion, the Eastern Orthodox Church, and the Lutheran Church, St. Patrick's Day commemorates the arrival of Christianity in Ireland and hence Irish heritage and culture in general, though from the 20th century onward, St. Patrick's Day is increasingly an international celebration when everyone is Irish for one day. For the occasion, here's Irish poet William Butler Yeats's Down by the Sally Gardens. Down by the Sally Gardens my love and I did meet. She passed the Sally Gardens with little snow-white feet. She bid me take love easy as the leaves grow on the tree, but I, being young and foolish, with her would not agree. In a field by the river my love and I did stand, and on my leaning shoulder she laid her snow-white hand. She bid me take life easy, as the grass grows on the weirs, but I was young and foolish, and now am full of tears. This past week, various instances of good luck were added to my life, featuring friends I have known for decades and who are all practitioners of the sort of independent spirit I value highly. Along with the implacable autonomy characterizing each of my friends is their indelible self-reliance, based on years of experience following a combination of instinct and intuition. Constant introspection accompanies every endeavor, though the appearance of second nature performance is beguiling. Lives led day to day fulfilling tasks that accrue into major projects abound among my friends. All of them have incredible to-do lists that do not include much discussion about political parties or the actions thereof. Touching bases with my friends from time to time invigorates me, reaffirming the values of work ethic, of do it or don't do it, but don't frig around, of doing whatever's necessary to create a quality product. An honest day's work, after all, increases the odds of a good night's sleep. Heavenward tomorrow morning above the southern horizon before dawn, our waning gibbous moon will appear near the ruby-red star Antares of the constellation Scorpius the Scorpion and near Zubin el-Ganubi, the brightest star in the constellation Libra the Scales. 2 days after that, on Thursday, we'll have the vernal equinox, with the sun rising due east and setting due west as it crosses the celestial equator, that great circle dividing the imaginary celestial sphere into northern and southern hemispheres. Today in 1905, Albert Einstein finished his scientific paper detailing his quantum theory of light. Today in 1912, the Campfire Girls organization was announced by Mrs. Luther Halsey Gulick. Today in 1917, the exclusively women's bowling tournament began in St. Louis, Missouri. Today in 1921 in London, British activist Marie Stopes and her husband opened the Mother's Clinic for Constructive Birth Control, the first birth control clinic in England. Today in 1958, the first solar-powered satellite, Vanguard 1, was launched from Cape Canaveral, Florida. Today in 1992, 69% of South African voters backed F.W. de Klerk's reforms, thus endorsing the dismantling of apartheid. Today in 1938, near Irkutsk, USSR, Rudolf Nureyev was born on a train crossing Siberia and was subsequently raised in a poor peasant household near the Siberian border, where he dreamed of a graceful life as a ballet dancer. Although his father blocked Nureyev's ambitions, he persisted, joined in a local dance group when he was 16 years of age. This in turn led to an apprenticeship in the Corps de Ballet at the Ufa Opera House, where the sparse training encouraged him to buy a one-way ticket to Leningrad to audition for the famed Kirov Ballet School. Fortunately, he was accepted immediately, as he didn't have enough money to pay his fare home. Biographer Ed Morrow tells us that soon Nureyev became Kirov's foremost student, touring internationally with the troupe before taking advantage of a stop in Paris to defect. He was then paired with British prima ballerina Dame Margot Fontaine and became a world-renowned star. Of his late start in ballet, Nureyev commented, "Those who have studied from the beginning never question anything. For me, purity of movement wasn't enough. I needed expression, more intensity, more mind." Today is also the birthday in 1804 of American scout, fur trader, and mountain man James Bridger. In 1834, of engineer, inventor, and designer of the first motorcycle, Gottlieb Daimler. In 1846, of English children's book illustrator Kate Greenaway. In 1863, of American Creole civil rights pioneer Homer Plessy. In 1873, of the first British female cabinet minister, Margaret Bonfield. In 1874, of the Hungarian horse who never lost a race, Kingsham. In 1910, of American civil rights leader Bayard Rustin. In 1919, of American jazz pianist and pop vocalist Nat King Cole. In 1928, of British actress and first Bond girl Eunice Gayson. In 1931, of American soul singer Lorraine Ellison. In 1932, of American country music singer from Fort Field, Maine, Dick Curless. And of American civil rights activist Hazel Dukes. In 1933, of American civil rights activist Merle Evers Williams. In 1935, of American pop singer and first U.S. black game show host Adam Wade. In 1938, of American pop singer Zola Taylor. In 1939, of the English yachtsman who made the first single non-stop circumnavigation of the earth, Robin Knox Johnston. In 1941, of American doo-wop singer Clarence Collins and of American rock singer and guitarist Paul Kantner. In 1943, of American pop and country songwriter Jim Weatherly. In 1944, of American singer John Sebastian and of Northern Irish rock keyboardist and drummer Pat McCauley. In 1946, of American rock drummer Harold Brown. In 1949, of American actor Patrick Duffy. In 1951, of American actor Kurt Russell. In 1954, of British actress Leslie Ann Down. In 1955, of American actor Gary Sinise. And in 1962, of Scottish new wave singer Claire Grogan, of American rock singer Janet Gardner, and of American rock drummer Roxy Petrucci. From Orono, Maine, I'm R.W. Estella with a word in edgewise, wishing everyone a happy St. Patrick's Day and welcoming this 13th and final week of winter, our 12th week of 2025. Happy equinox.